I'm so honored to be part of this panel discussion this morning because I understand this is a conversational modality, so I'd like to limit my words just to a few words. So the Deputy High Commissioner this morning stressed the challenge for us. It is the pushback to the human rights in general, but in particular to the women and girls and children. So this is very important time for all of us as the, you know, the National Human Rights Institution, in my case, treaty bodies, the special rapporteurs, and the UPR Info Civil Society, and academic institutions to discuss together about human rights and re-energize ourselves as part of the whole human rights ecosystem. So a pleasure for us as a treaty bodies is, it is good, the positive developments that we have now 10 treaty bodies, but the challenge for us is sort of a fragmentation. So I think it is very important for us to bring back our energy together and synergy together. And in our work, the national human rights institutions are so important. So I think we should use our voice together, discussing to show our, you know, commitment and our important role to implement the human rights standards at the national level altogether. So I will just leave it with now, and coming back to the discussion later on. Thank you very much.
Yes, but as